Officials in the largest city in western Massachusetts are taking what they describe as a measured response to the coronavirus. Earlier this week, at the first in a scheduled series of informational meetings targeted to seniors, Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calden-Harris said people should not fear the coronavirus.
In the city of Springfield, we are trying not to overreact, but we are taking decisive action.
People over 60, a population considered at risk for becoming seriously ill if they contract the virus, should take precautions, Calden-Harris said. Her recommendations: frequent and proper hand washing, avoid public transportation, keep a distance of 6 feet or so from others at social gatherings, and stay home if you are sick.
We will be giving very prescriptive information that applies to seniors.
As to whether to attend events, Calden-Harris said it comes down to, quote, common sense and good judgment, end quote. The same advice she said she gives to the many people who've called her office wanting to know if they should cancel a scheduled gathering.
The advice that I've been given, I certainly can't dictate to individuals that they should cancel events. I've asked individuals to look at the population that's coming to their event. If they have a large number of individuals over the age of 60, look at the geographics of who's coming to their event. There could potentially be individuals from across the United States or across the region and other places that are coming to the event. So I've asked them to look at the geographics and look at the demographics of who may be coming to their events.
With no confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19 in Springfield, the city is going ahead with several traditional St. Patrick's Day events next week, including lunches for seniors, a mass, and an Irish flag raising at the City Hall Esplanade. It's a fine line when it comes to protecting seniors from a potentially harmful virus and putting them in social isolation, according to Sandy Federico, the city's director of elder affairs. She said all scheduled activities, including daily luncheons, are still being held at the city's Raymond Jordan Senior Center.
We have not curtailed our activities as of this moment, and that is not to say that it may not change. We're taking our cues from CDC, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calden-Harris, and the mayor are very on top of it, and they will advise and we will follow and use common sense along the way.
There are more frequent cleanings of the center's program areas and restrooms, according to Federico.
So we have stepped it up a bit.
At the meeting this week at the Hungry Hill Senior Center, people asked a lot of questions, including, is it safe to go to the casino? What about the supermarket? Should a younger family member still take a planned flight to Florida? Elizabeth Golan said the session was informative, but not completely reassuring.
It's on the news. You know all about the news. It's always on the news, and it doesn't stop. So I don't think that I can really be put at ease. Maybe a little bit more, but it's going to take a lot more to put us at ease.
Mayor Dominic Sarno has announced he'll hold a series of situational updates with city department heads and local health care providers to inform the public about the latest steps being taken. The first of these is scheduled for Monday, March 16th at 10:15 a.m. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.